A longtime fracking activist is moving on, but still has concerns about the industry. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Julie Grant. A dozen years ago, as fracking was getting started in Ohio and was already well underway in Pennsylvania, data researcher Ted Auk started working at the new nonprofit, Frack Tracker. Since then, he's been using photography, maps, and data analysis to document the region's gas industry. Auk has been a source for many Allegheny Front stories, and he's recently announced he's leaving Frack Tracker. I asked him about when he first got involved with the group.
I didn't know much about fracking per se at the time, but everything that I was reading reminded me of my graduate work when I was a master's student at Virginia Tech, where we were looking at what coal mining does to communities and what it does to the landscape and to ecosystems. And it was like all the same stuff was coming back. And it was really striking me as like another one of these examples of like big industry bullying and holding hostage communities that have otherwise been left to rot. You know, I hated it. I hated seeing that. So I applied for the job with Frack Tracker.
You said when you started, you didn't know much about fracking. I think back 12 or 13 years ago, most people didn't know that much about fracking. So I guess the whole region had to get educated in a certain way.
Yeah, and it came on fast and furious. Like I always use the phrase, you know, fire aim ready. That was the approach by Ohio Department of Natural Resources, Pennsylvania, West Virginia. And really, no one thinks about these communities unless they're making fun of them or needing something out of them in terms of natural resources. And beyond that, they never think about them and they don't really care about them. And those communities are looking for alternatives. And fracking presented itself as like a panacea for all that ailed them, which we know it not to be. But at the time, it was like, there's really nothing else being offered to them. So who are we to kind of, you know, do that? So it was just a tricky situation.
So we were talking in our newsroom a little bit about stories that, you know, I've talked with you about through the years. And there was one, we went up and you were going up in a small plane to look at where there had been a well pad explosion and then an ongoing gas leak in southern Ohio. This was like 2018.
Yeah, that was a really scary event. It was like that and the Eisenbarth pad a couple of years prior to that. There are these like large events that happen every so often and they receive a lot of coverage. But I would contend that like a lot of the stuff, whether it's the gathering pipelines that take the gas down to transmission lines or some of these pads just in like, you know, hard to reach spots. Like we've flown over parts of Pennsylvania, very remote parts of Pennsylvania and seen well pad explosions, you know, that hadn't even been documented yet. The oil and gas industry has been really good at distributing their impact over larger areas all over the place and linking X to Y quantitatively very difficult and has always been difficult. And that's really what one of the ways that they've gotten away with what they've done is we don't have really background data. Correlation doesn't always mean causation. So
what are your continuing concerns with this industry?
You know, everyone to this point has heard about like the Halliburton loophole.
And that is when like at the federal level, they don't have to disclose the chemicals they're using.
Right. I think what we really need to be doing is changing laws or creating new laws because that's where the rubber meets the road. I think the number one should be waste, their waste impact, and their water impact.
That was Ted Auk, who's leaving Frack Tracker after more than 12 years documenting the gas industry in our region. There's more at AlleghenyFront.org. That's the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Julie Grant.